WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's partly cloudy and 53 degrees. That is our low for this morning. We look forward to be partly sunny today, a high of 73. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. National Weather Service says patchy, dense fog is possible this morning over our portions of our listening area, including Audubon, Guthrie, Dallas, Cass, and Adair counties. Patchy fog is developing along a slow-moving boundary early this morning, and occasionally the visibility has dropped one quarter a mile or less. The fog will be patchy in nature, and visibility may vary considerably over short distances, so be prepared for rapidly changing conditions. The fog should begin to burn off between 8 and 10 a.m. In the news, the Iowa State Patrol says the driver of a motorcycle was injured Friday afternoon when he struck a chunk of asphalt that had broken off the side of the road. The asphalt piece at some point in time came to rest near the center of the I-80 eastbound off-ramp at the Minden exit. The motorcycle, a 2004 Harley-Davidson, struck the debris at around 12:48 p.m. Friday and went out of control, causing the driver, 57-year-old Christopher Matheson of Council Bluffs, to be ejected from his motorcycle. Matheson was transported by Minden Rescue to Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. Authorities say a driver injured earlier this month when his tanker truck burst into flames at an ethanol plant in Council Bluffs has died. John Tyser with the Iowa State Fire Marshal's Office at 61-year-old Kenneth Dale Crumweedy of Walt Hill, Nebraska, died Sunday at an Omaha hospital. Tyser says the investigation into what caused the October 7th fire and explosion continues. Officials are meeting with engineers at the facility to determine the cause. Firefighters from multiple nearby departments were called to contain the fire, which required a special foam to extinguish the ethanol-fueled flames. An investigation into an accident that took place March 22nd in Taylor County has led to a charge of homicide by vehicle. The Taylor County Sheriff's Office said yesterday, on October 20th, criminal charges were filed against 47-year-old Rachel Dawn Reed of Lenox. The accident claimed the life of 47-year-old Teresa Moses of Lenox. Reed is expected in Taylor County Court for an initial appearance on November 3rd. The accident happened at around 4:12 p.m. March 22nd. Authorities say Reed, who was 46 years old at the time, was traveling west on 130th Street near Yellowstone Avenue in Taylor County when she lost control of the 2005 Kia Sorento she was driving on the gravel. The car rolled several times. Three occupants of the vehicle who were not wearing their seatbelts were ejected, while a fourth person was trapped in the vehicle. One of the victims, Teresa Moses, was taken by air to Des Moines, where she later died from her injuries. 54-year-old Junior Chumbly Jr. and 32-year-old Kyle Guile were flown to hospitals in Des Moines. Rachel Breed was taken to a hospital in Creston by ambulance. The Atlantic Police Department reports three arrests. On Thursday, 22-year-old James Parrish of Atlantic was arrested on extraditable warrants out of Johnson County, Kansas for escape from custody and three Johnson County probation violation warrants for burglary. Parrish was being held in the Cass County Jail. On Tuesday, Atlantic Police arrested 40-year-old Terrence Frazier of Atlantic on a warrant for violation of probation, and 32-year-old Josie Stillian of Atlantic was arrested for interference with official acts, as well as a warrant for failure to appear in court. Both men were booked into the Cass County Jail. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports five arrests over the past week or so. At around 12:30 a.m. Friday, 22-year-old Chevy Van Sauer of Creston was arrested for allegedly breaking into a farm building and stealing a Polaris 500 UTV. Sauer was charged with burglary in the third degree and theft in the second. His bond was set at $5,000. And at around 9:40 p.m. Friday, 20-year-old Cody Dean Hagel of Orient was arrested during a traffic stop for driving while suspended. His bond was set at $300. On Wednesday, Adams County Sheriff's deputies arrested 49-year-old Edward Lee Avila of Cromwell for interference with official acts after allegedly leaving a threatening phone message on a judge's voicemail. Avila was being held in the Adams County Jail on a $2,000 bond. And on October 21st, 21-year-old Jacob Davis and 18-year-old Alicia Broadsack, both of Cromwell, were arrested for possession of marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia. Their arrests were the result of a traffic stop where Davis was pulled over for having a defective headlight. During the stop, Davis was found to have a suspended license and was placed under arrest. Upon further investigation, it was discovered both Davis and Broadsack were allegedly in possession of marijuana and paraphernalia. They were brought to the Adams County Jail and held on $1,000 bond each pending a court appearance. Page County Sheriff Lyle Palmer said yesterday that his deputies on Thursday recovered a vehicle stolen from Taylor County. The gray 2004 Chevy Silverado pickup with Iowa license number EFB703 was recovered about 6 miles southeast of Shenandoah. That same day, a black and silver 1996 Ford F-150 with Iowa license plates BOP-965 was recovered about 5 miles north of Shenandoah. It had been stolen from Council Bluffs. Anyone with information about the crimes is asked to call the Page County Sheriff's Office at 712-542-5193. The Taylor County Sheriff's Office at 712-523-2153 or their local law enforcement agency. And on October 25th, the Page County Sheriff's Office was notified of a burglary that occurred at 2490 Fremont Avenue. An investigation determined that persons unknown entered the shed after cutting the padlock. Some of the items stolen include a generator, a metal cutting chop saw, and anyone with information about the crime is asked to contact the Page County Sheriff's Office at 712-542-5193 or their local law enforcement agency. And in other news this morning, police in Red Oak have arrested a woman wanted on a warrant for violation of probation and theft in the second degree. 29-year-old Barbara Jean Iser of Red Oak was arrested at around 11:15 p.m. Friday in the 400 block of East Oak Street. Iser was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $7,500 cash bond. A man who allegedly tried to set a car on fire in Council Bluffs Friday evening was arrested shortly afterward for arson in the second degree and on a Pottawatomie County Sheriff's warrant for possession of a controlled substance. Council Bluffs police said Friday 24-year-old Marquez Sanders of Council Bluffs was taken into custody at around 5:40 p.m. after officers investigated a disturbance at 1435 North 15th Street. During their investigation, officers spoke with 52-year-old Mark Van Outry of Council Bluffs, who said that he had a verbal disturbance with Sanders. Sanders left the building after the disturbance, and when he went outside of the building, allegedly took a towel and lit it on fire before placing the towel inside of a 2000 Mercury Sable owned by Van Outry. Bystanders were able to extinguish the fire. Sanders was located by officers as he was leaving the scene. He was booked into the Pott County Jail. The investigation was a coordinated effort between Council Bluffs Police and the Council Bluffs Fire Department. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a Neola man was arrested Thursday evening on a valid Pott County warrant for failure to appear in court on an original driving while revoked charge. 66-year-old Franklin Dean Jensen was taken into custody at his residence and brought to the Pott County Jail, where his bond was set at $2,000. And a Council Bluffs man was arrested on warrants associated with failure to properly license a dog and allowing an animal to run at large. 44-year-old Christopher Edward Good was taken into custody following a traffic stop for speeding on Three Bridge Road in Pottawatomie County. Good was also cited for speeding. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Zelda Paulin, age 78 of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Greater Regional Hospice Home in Creston. Funeral services for Zelda Paulin will be today at 10 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Marjorie Haley, age 82 of Exira, died Wednesday at Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Marjorie Haley will be today at 10:30 at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Julia Watson, age 65 of Whitehall, Montana, a native of Atlantic, died October 23rd. Memorial services for Julia Watson will be held today at 2:30 in Whitehall, Montana. The K&L Mortuaries and Crematory of Whitehall is assisting the family. Deborah Ann Thomas, age 64 of Atlantic and formerly of Ottumwa, died October 20th. Memorial services for Deborah Thomas will be on Monday at 1 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Ottumwa. Reese Funeral Home in Ottumwa has the arrangements. Irma Cook, age 93 of Avoca, died Friday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Irma Cook will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.